Amen. All right, well, we're there in Romans chapter number 14. And of course, tonight we are having our annual harvest party. And our nation is celebrating this day of Halloween. And tonight I want to preach. We're, of course, having our harvest party and all those things, the chili cook-off and the games after the service. But I do want to take a few minutes as quickly as possible to preach a sermon on the subject of Halloween and why it is that Christians should not celebrate, should not participate in Halloween. Now, you're there in Romans chapter 14, and I want to just bring your attention to a thought just by way of introduction. If you look down at verse number 5, I want you to know that God in the Bible actually gives us liberty to choose what holidays we would or would not want to celebrate. In Romans 14 and verse 5, the Bible says this, "One man esteemeth." The word esteemeth or esteem means to think or consider, to regard. It says, "One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." Here we have a situation where God is very black and white in a lot of areas, and he tells us, you know, what we should think about certain things. But when it comes to holidays and to specific days, he says, look, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Verse 6, "He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. He that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks." So here we see an example of Christian liberty where God says, you know what, if you want to celebrate a holiday, if you want to celebrate a specific day, go for it. If you don't want to, you don't have to. He says, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. The idea is this, that you should have a clear conscience about what it is that you want to do and don't want to do, what you feel comfortable doing and not feel comfortable doing. And when it comes to holidays and to specific days, this is what the Bible teaches. Keep your place there in Romans. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, if you would. Colossians chapter 2. Keep your place in Romans because we're going to come back to it. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 16. You're there in Romans. You're going to go past 1 and 2 Corinthians into the book of Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 1, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. And this is important because there's actually a lot of fighting and a lot of conflict in regards to whether we should or should not celebrate certain holidays. The Jehovah's Witnesses teach that you should not celebrate Christmas, you shouldn't celebrate Easter, you shouldn't celebrate your own birthday. And there's many religions and many Christians out there that would say, you know, Christmas is a pagan holiday and Easter has its roots in paganism, and for that reason we should not celebrate those days. But the Bible clearly says, look, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. Here's what the Bible says. Look, if you want to celebrate a day and regard it unto the Lord, he says, great. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. So when it comes to this, you know, argument that Christmas and Easter have their roots in pagan origins and we shouldn't celebrate those holidays, I think that goes against the Bible. First of all, I'm not convinced that they're obviously that those holidays have pagan origins. But the point is this. Today, when we celebrate Christmas today, we, as Bible-believing Christians, are not celebrating Santa Claus. We are celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We esteem that day as unto the Lord. We celebrate it to the Lord. When we celebrate Easter, we're not celebrating an Easter bunny. We're celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We regard it unto the Lord. So the Bible says, and by the way, if you don't want to celebrate Christmas, you don't want to celebrate Easter, that's up to you. The Bible says, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. So God gives us liberty when it comes to celebrating certain holidays. And God says, look, this is an issue where you can do whatever you want. Here's what the Bible does say about the holidays, though. And this is the issue that I have with those who teach that you should not celebrate those holidays, is because that camp of people that says, you're wrong for celebrating Christmas, you're wrong for celebrating Easter, you shouldn't even celebrate your own birthday, those people generally become very judgmental towards those who say, hey, I regard it as unto the Lord. I celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ during those holidays. Colossians 2:16 specifically forbids that. Notice what the Bible says. It says, let no man therefore judge you. He says, don't allow anybody to judge you in these certain areas. In meat, you can eat whatever meat you want. We're New Testament believers. We're not under the Mosaic dietary restrictions. He says, don't let anybody judge you in meat or in drink. Of course, that's not talking about alcohol. That's talking about being able to drink and the drink offerings of the Old Testament. He says, or in respect of an holy day. He says, don't allow anyone to judge you in regards to a holy day, because this is an area where God has given us liberty to say, if I want to celebrate Thanksgiving, I'm celebrating Thanksgiving as unto the Lord. I'm being thankful primarily to the Lord Jesus Christ and to God for everything they've done for us. If I want to celebrate certain holidays, I can do that, and you should not allow any man to judge you in respect of that holiday. Now, listen to me very carefully, because that's my position on holidays and whether or not you should celebrate holidays. And here at Very Baptist Church, we do celebrate all those holidays. However, Halloween does not apply in that category. You say, oh, that's kind of hypocritical. Well, I'm gonna show you from the Bible why it is that Christians should not celebrate Halloween. But let me just kind of give you a thought by way of introduction. There's no way a Christian could celebrate Halloween as unto the Lord. Oh, well, when I dress up like a vampire, I'm celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ. No. Now, Halloween, and I want you to understand something. Halloween actually has its origins in pagan. The origin of Halloween comes from pagan rituals. It actually does have pagan origins, unlike the arguments made by everybody else about Christmas and Easter. But here's the thing, and I'm going to share some of those pagan origins with you tonight because I just think it's interesting to shed some light. But please understand, I'm not standing up here tonight telling you, you shouldn't celebrate Halloween because it has pagan origins, because back in the ancient world when it was celebrated, it was pagan. That's not the reason I'm telling you shouldn't celebrate Halloween today. The reason I'm telling you you shouldn't celebrate Halloween today is because today, in 2021, in the United States of America, the modern holiday or celebration of Halloween, not the ancient, the modern celebration is pagan. It is a pagan holiday, a pagan celebration that Christians should have nothing to do with. So here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, look, whatever holiday, if you can do it as unto the Lord, then do it if you want, and don't do it if you don't. But Halloween doesn't fall into that category because it cannot be done as unto the Lord. It cannot be celebrated to the Lord. It does have pagan origins, but what's worse about Halloween is that the modern version is pagan itself. And we as Christians need to ask ourselves, before we participate in certain things, we ought to ask ourselves, what does the Bible say? You know, we're Bible-believing Baptists. What that means is that the Bible is our boss. What does God say about this thing? What does God say about this certain day? Should we participate? As Christians, we should always filter everything we do, think, and believe through the Word of God.
Amen.
So tonight I want to ask the question, should Christians celebrate Halloween? And I want to give you four reasons, as quickly as I can, why the Bible teaches that you should not celebrate Halloween as a Bible-believing Christian. Now let me just say this, and I realize that many of you say, I've already heard this, I've heard these things before. The Bible says in Philippians 3:1, you don't have to turn there, I'll just read this for you. It says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. You know, it's good for you to be reminded of these things. And you can say, I've already heard these things. I already know why we shouldn't celebrate Halloween. But it's good for you to be reminded about these things. And it's good, especially for children growing up in these types of churches, to be reminded why we don't celebrate. Look, it's not good to tell you, we don't celebrate Halloween, and that's it. You know, we should always give our children the why. We should tell them, look, it's not honoring to Christ, and here's the reasons. And I'm going to give you reasons tonight why we should not celebrate Halloween. But let me just say this. I looked up, the last time I preached a sermon on Halloween was 2 years ago. Well, you know what? Two years ago, in the last 2 years, our church has grown a lot. We have a lot of new Christians and believers coming to our church, and they may already know why we shouldn't celebrate Halloween, but they may not. And it's good to be reminded. It's good to teach afresh and new to some newer Christians and new believers. Let me also say this by way of introduction. People might say like, oh, well, you know, this is just primarily something that happens in the U.S. and it's only for a U.S. congregation. We have a YouTube channel that has a lot of international people that watch and things, and we appreciate the Lord blessing us in that capacity. But let me say this. The things that I'm going to talk about tonight, there's other holidays in other countries that it applies to, you know. There, and I'm going to talk about the Samhain religion and the Druids tonight. But, you know, they've got the All Saints. The Catholics have their All Saints Day. The Spanish world and in Mexico, they've got their Día de los Muertos. They've got all these same type of... Look, the devil's the same everywhere.
That's right. Amen.
Celebrating the same things that are all anti-God. So I want to give you four reasons tonight why it is that Christians should not celebrate Halloween. And it's not just because it's pagan, although it is pagan, but the problem is that it's pagan and it's still pagan today. Maybe you can write these down. Somebody might ask you. You might have a family member who says, why don't you guys celebrate Halloween? That's kind of weird. Are you in a cult? And it's like, no, actually, you're celebrating the cult, not us. But, you know, you can give them four reasons why you don't celebrate Halloween. Number one, maybe you can write this down. We should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates death. See, Halloween is a celebration of death. And according to the Bible, death is not something that should be celebrated. Go back to the book of Romans, if you would. Romans chapter 5. See, the Bible teaches that death is the result of sin. You know this if you're saved. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says this, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. Notice, and death by sin. The Bible says that death is the result of sin. Sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 6, verse 23. You know the verses, but look at it with me. Romans 6, 23. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Go to the book of Proverbs, if you would. Proverbs chapter 8. If you open up your Bible just right in the center, you'll more than likely fall in the book of Psalms. And right after Psalms, you have the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. See, death is the result of sin. Death is not something that should be celebrated. And you might say, oh, well, no, you don't understand, you know, I'm going to celebrate Halloween as unto the Lord. I'm going to honor the Lord in it. But here's what you need to understand. Halloween is a celebration of death, and death is the opposite of God. Death is the opposite of God. Death is always a negative thing in the Bible, not something that we should celebrate. Are you there in Proverbs? Notice Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35. Here we have wisdom speaking in the book of Proverbs. The writer of Proverbs personified wisdom, and he wrote down wisdom as though wisdom is speaking. And here's what wisdom says. For whoso findeth me, this is wisdom speaking. Notice, whoso findeth me findeth life. When you, and by the way, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
You find wisdom when you find fear in God. And the Bible says when you find wisdom, when here wisdom says, whoso findeth me findeth not death, they find life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, he that sinneth against wisdom, wrongeth his own soul. Notice what the Bible says, all they that hate me love death. The Bible says if you hate wisdom, you'll love death. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you're against the Lord and you're against wisdom, you're going to love death. This is why we as Christians should not celebrate Halloween. Why? Because Halloween is a celebration of death. Go to John chapter number 11, if you would, in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 11. While you turn there, let me read to you a little article, a little excerpt from an article here. It's called Halloween, A Covenant of Death and Hell. It talks about the origins of Halloween. It says this, Halloween began over 2,000 years ago. It says, even before Christ, among the Celts and their pagan priests called the Druids. The Druids are without question history's king of the occult. Witchcraft, Satanism, paganism, and virtually all facets of the occult acquire instruction from the Druids. From the popular jack-o'-lantern, trick-or-treat, costumes, to the pranks, ghoulish ghosts, demons, goblins, and witches, Halloween owes its morbid birth to the Druids. The Druids believed during Samhain, the mystical veil separating the dead from the living opened. The Druids taught that these roaming spirits loosed on Samhain went searching for a body to possess. The frightened Celts would masquerade as demons, evil spirits, and ghosts, hoping to convince the roaming evil spirits they were another evil spirit and leave them alone. The Celts also prepared meals as treats to appease these evil spirits from the malicious acts or tricks, hence the custom of trick-or-treat. The Druids performed horrifying human sacrifices and other vile rituals during Samhain, and let there be no doubt, Samhain was the original Halloween night. See, Halloween is a day, it is a celebration of death. Halloween today still celebrates death. That's why tonight, and I'm glad you're here tonight, but if you were to walk the streets of America tonight, you would see a bunch of United States of America children, supposedly a Christian nation, dressed up like a bunch of ghosts, a bunch of ghouls, a bunch of goblins, vampires, mummies, dead brides, all sorts of things that celebrate death. And I'm here to tell you, say, I think you guys are being a little too strict. Listen to me. The Bible says that death is not something that should not be, that we should celebrate. And by the way, as a Bible-believing Christian, we will never experience death. Amen. Death is not something that we'll ever experience. Are you there in John chapter 11? Look down at verse 25. This is the Lord Jesus Christ at a funeral. Notice what the Bible says. Jesus said unto her, notice what Jesus says to this woman at a funeral. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoso believeth in me, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Look, as a Bible-believing Christian, I'll never die. As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll never die. And then, of course, he asks that wonderful question, believest thou this? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, the Bible says that God is light. So we should not celebrate death. We should. He is life. But let me say, secondly tonight, not only should we not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates death, we should also not celebrate Halloween. Are you there in John? Go to John chapter 3 if you would. We should also not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates darkness. I mean, when you, and I, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, so we never celebrated Halloween. But when you may have grown up celebrating Halloween, when did it all start? Once the sun went down. Once it got dark. This all goes back to the pagan origins of Halloween. Let me read to you from this article again. Samhain is a Gaelic festival marking the end of the harvest season and beginning of the winter or dark half of the year. In the Northern Hemisphere, it is held on November 1st, but with celebrations beginning on the evening of October 31st as the Celtic day began and ended at sunset. The word Samhain, I think I'm pronouncing that properly, is defined as, the word means the Lord of Darkness. And the whole point was celebrating that the year was changing. And obviously we know at this time the sun begins to go down earlier and they were going into the dark half of the year. And it began as a celebration of darkness, the fact that it was going to be dark. But let me tell you something. The Bible teaches that we should not celebrate darkness. The Bible teaches that we as Christians should walk in light. John chapter 3, are you there? Look at verse 19. Notice what the Bible says. And this is the condemnation, that light. And by the way, that's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is light. That light is come into the world, notice, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Darkness is not something we should celebrate. Why? Because the only reason that men love darkness is because their deeds are evil. They refuse to come to the light because their deeds are evil. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Go to John chapter 8 if you were. You're there in John 3. Just flip over to John chapter 8. Look at verse 12. And look, we can spend all night on this idea of light versus darkness. It's found all throughout the Bible. But I'll just give you some examples just to make the point. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, notice what Jesus said. I am the darkness. Is that what he said? No. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, don't miss it. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Notice John chapter 12 and verse 35. John 12, 35. The Bible says, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light. He says, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Look at verse 46, same chapter, John 12, 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Go to Acts chapter 26. You're there in John. Just flip over to Acts chapter 26. And like I said, we can spend all night looking at verses about this. I'm just going to show you these as an example. Acts 26, verse 18. The Bible says to open their eyes. This is what we're supposed to be doing as we preach the gospel. What are we doing? To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Notice how the power of Satan is equated with darkness and the power of God is equated with light. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. See, the Bible teaches that we should walk in light, that we should not walk in darkness, that Jesus is the light. I'm thinking of the verse even in our bulletin today, 1 John 1:7. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. See, we are not to celebrate darkness, but here's the thing. Halloween is a big celebration of darkness. Wait till it gets dark. Wait till it gets dark. It gets scary. We're going to go out there. We're going to have a good time. You say, and here's what people think. Go back to John chapter 3, if you would. John chapter 3. You preach these things and people say, well, you know, you're kind of just spiritualizing it. Okay, Jesus is the light. God is the light. We're saved out of darkness. That's fine. But that's just kind of a religious picture, spiritualizing it. It's not real practical or specific. But let me tell you something. It is very practical because of the fact that darkness emboldens sin. Again, we already saw it, but I want you to see it again. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. See, people might say, look, you say, why not let the kids celebrate Halloween? Here's why we shouldn't let them celebrate Halloween. Because we don't want them to get used to the love of darkness. To think that darkness is a good thing. To think that darkness is where we have fun. You say, why? Because darkness, theologically speaking, the Lord Jesus Christ is the light. We understand those things. But here's the thing. Practically speaking, darkness emboldens sin. It is in the dark. It is in the dark. The Bible teaches this, but your own experience should tell you this. It is in the dark that people get drunk. It is in the darkness that violent crimes are committed. It is in the darkness that fornication is committed. It is in the darkness that adultery is committed. It is in the darkness that murder is committed. It is in the darkness that people do things that they would never do in the light. Darkness emboldens sin. Halloween is training our children to say, oh, dark is fun. When it's dark, when it's night, it's fun. By the way, that's why places of sin are characterized by darkness. Darkness characterizes sinful places. The Bible says, you don't have to turn there. In fact, you go with me, if you would, to 2 Timothy chapter 1. If you find the T books, they're all clustered together. 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, 2nd Timothy chapter 1. And while you turn there, I'll read for you from Ephesians 5:11. The Bible says this, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Amen. It says, you shouldn't be having fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. He says, but rather reprove them. Let me tell you something. You've heard me say this before, but it's good to for you to hear it again. And it's good for our young people to hear it. Look, darkness is an emboldened sin. And by the way, I remember when I was growing up, my dad would teach us, nothing good happens in the dark. Nothing good happens in the night. We were taught growing up, you don't need to be out when you're a young person. You don't need to be out at 10, 11, midnight, 1 in the morning. Nothing good's going to happen. You say, oh, we want to have fun and we want to fellowship. Great, have fun and fellowship in the light. And look, and I understand the sun goes down early in the winter, and I'm not saying you need to be in bed by 5. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, that darkness emboldens sin, and sinful places are characterized by darkness. You know it's true. That's why bars are dark. That's why casinos are dark. That's why nightclubs are dark. That's why rock concerts are dark. Why? Because darkness is characterized by sin. And sin is characterized by darkness. By the way, that's why at Verity Baptist Church, we don't try to make our church feel like some sort of rock concert where you come in and everything is dark and there's these purple lights. You say, you know, isn't that the new fad? Everything's dark. You know, why do you have so many lights? Hey, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Like, and look, there are places, and this is part of you just kind of walking in the Spirit, not quenching the Spirit, not being sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God, and not grieving the Holy Spirit. And I can't tell you this is a sin, and the Bible says this. But sometimes, and you've heard me say this before, sometimes there's been times my wife and I walk into a restaurant, and we're just like, yeah, we're not going to stay here. Just a little too dark. The music's just a little too loud. It's just not the right atmosphere for a Christian. And you may disagree with that, and that's your position. You'd be fully persuaded, but I'm here to tell you this. Darkness, dark places, sinful places are always characterized by darkness. Why? Because sin brings shame. If they turn on a light, they turn on some bright light in that bar, you know, people like cockroaches begin to get out. Why? Because men love darkness rather than light. That's why. You turn on some big old bright light at the nightclub, at the casino, at the rock concert, and people don't want that. They want darkness where there's sin. We should not celebrate darkness. We should teach our children that darkness is not of God, that God is light, that we should walk in light. Theologically and practically. Amen. We should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates death. We should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates darkness. But let me say thirdly tonight, we should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates fear. Let me just read to you from this article again. The fall harvest was complete and winter loomed ahead. The Celts believed the power of the sun was fading. For the next several months, darkness would prevail. They believed that during Samhain, the veil separating the living from the dead was at its thinnest. That on the evening of October 31st, evil spirits and the souls of the dead passed through the barrier and entered the world of the living. Departed family members would revisit their earthly homes. The thought was frightening and exciting. The Celts believed these spirits and dead souls could torment the living. Crops might be destroyed, babies stolen, farm animals killed. The Celtic people feared the evening of October 31st more than any other day of the year. Halloween has its origins in a holiday, a celebration of fear. And even today, again, I'm not telling you don't celebrate Halloween because of the pagan origins. I'm telling you the modern celebration of Halloween is pagan right now. Amen. You say, I didn't know anything about the Druids. You don't need to know anything about the Druids to know that it's not something Christians should not participate in. The Bible teaches that fear rightfully belongs to God. Amen. The Bible teaches that we should fear no one but God. Amen. Did you know that? The Bible says that you should not fear anyone except the Lord. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, the Bible says this, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Listen, whenever you have a spirit of fear, and here we're not talking about the spirit of fearing the Lord, but you're fearing something else, you're afraid of something else. There's a reality that there is a spirit of fear, and sometimes we're afraid and we're scared of things, but the Bible says when you have that, that you did not get that from God, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I heard somebody say that that was the trinity of courage. Power, love, and a sound mind. When you know you have the power of God and access to the power of God upon your life, when you know you have the love of Christ, like Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth us, when you know you have a sound mind, hey, we need fear nothing. We need fear no one. There's a famous quote, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. But I would submit to you, the quote is wrong. There's nothing to fear but God Himself. Amen. We are to fear God. Fear belongs to God. It rightfully should be given to God. Proverbs chapter 1, if you would. I'm not sure if you kept your place there. If you go back there, Proverbs chapter 1, if you have your place in Psalms, right after Psalms, you have the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 1 and verse 7, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Notice, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Today the world is trying to get us to fear everything but God. And I'm not just talking about Halloween. I'm talking about the coronavirus. I'm talking about all these mandates. I'm talking about all sorts of things that the world tries to put on us to cause us to be afraid. Hey, Jesus said, fear not man. Right. Don't be afraid of man. And he puts it in context. He says, fear not man who can kill your body. Here you say, the thing that you and I are the most afraid of is that somebody would kill us. I mean, isn't that true? The thing we're most afraid of is that somebody would come into our house in the middle of the night, break into our house. That's why, and I'm not against it. I've received many a death threats over the years. You know, I've got alarms and I've got cameras and I've got big guard dogs and little useless dogs and I've got guns and I've got all those things. I'm not against it. I'm just saying, isn't that what our fear is? Someone will break in the middle of the night and kill us. And Jesus puts it into context. He says, fear not man who can kill your body. Jesus says, you know the worst thing man can do to you is kill you? You say, but I'm kind of afraid of being killed. Are you saved? Hey, if I'm saved, then the worst thing you do is take my life. I go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, you know what you should fear? You should fear God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. And you say, I'm afraid. And we have this whole celebration of fear. Isn't this what Halloween's all about? That's why all the horror movies come out during Halloween, so you can watch something and be afraid. That's why they have the haunted houses, so you can go experience something and be afraid. That's why they wear all the scary costumes, so that you can be afraid. And being afraid is a fun thing, and being afraid is this celebration. No, the Bible says, and we ought to teach our children, that the only thing to fear is God.
Amen.
And the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I shall fear no evil,
amen,
for thou art with me. There's nothing to fear but God. But Halloween teaches us to celebrate fear. It's fun to be afraid. It's fun to be scared of something other than God. I'm here to tell you, the only thing we ought to fear is God. Let me give you fourthly tonight. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Exodus. In the Old Testament, you have Genesis, Exodus. I said, number one, we should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates death. I said, number two, we should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates darkness. I said, number three, we should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates fear. Number four, this is the last one. We should not celebrate Halloween because Halloween celebrates the occult. You say, what are you talking about? Let me give you a definition for the word occult. It's defined as of or pertaining to magic, astrology, or any system claiming use or knowledge of secret or supernatural powers or agencies. Things like witchcraft, fortune telling. It says, of relating to or dealing with supernatural influences, agencies, or phenomena. See, today people think the occult is just fun and games and fake. I mean, you can go to Walmart, you can go to Target, and get a Ouija board, and it's right there, right next to the Scrabble. And it's all these fun and games. I don't know what's popular right now. I'm disconnected from the world. I know when I was growing up, it was all Harry Potter and vampire movies. Vampire movies, vampire books, Harry Potter. These were the things that people, and the occult. And look, it's not anything new. There's no new thing under the sun. Even you can remember even back in the 60s and 70s, shows with witches, Bewitched, and it was all fun and games. Again, when I was growing up, it was Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, and all just these fun things you watch. And today, people act and they're made to believe that the occult is just fun in games. It's fake. It's not real. It's not a real thing. But let me tell you something. The Bible teaches that the occult is very much real. And that it should be taken seriously. Exodus 22 and verse 18. This is a law that God gave the children of Israel, a literal law for the nation of Israel. It says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Sabrina, the teenage witch, wouldn't have made it in Old Testament Israel. Now, why would God put a law in the book saying death penalty if you're a witch? You know why he would do that? Because witches are real. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 12. You're there in Exodus. Go past Leviticus, Numbers, into the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 12. The Bible says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. And we can spend all night looking at verses like this, but let me tell you something. The Bible teaches that these things are real. Look, you should not be getting going to a fortune teller. You shouldn't be reading your horoscope. Those are all satanic, pagan witchcraft. Amen. You say, oh, it's just fun. It's just fun and game. No, the Bible says it's real, and we should stay away from it. And by the way, I'm not talking about the Druids. I'm talking about 2021, Halloween night, witches are out, and these the occultist people are out doing all sorts of wicked things on this night. And we should stay away from it, and we should dead sure never celebrate it. Halloween should not, we should not celebrate Halloween, because Halloween is a celebration of the occult. It's a celebration of devils, of demons. People are like, oh, it's just fun and games. It's just, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost. No, Casper the Friendly Ghost is a familiar spirit. It's demonic. And we should stay away from it. We should teach our kids to stay away from it. We should teach our children it's not something to play with. It's not a game. It's not something we make light of. The occult is serious. It's not fun and games. Someone said it's this. The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing people that he doesn't exist. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, if you would. If you kept your place in Romans, right after Romans, you have the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Here's what you must realize. I am not telling you tonight that you should not celebrate Halloween because it has pagan roots, although it does have pagan roots. I'm telling you tonight that you should not celebrate Halloween because the modern holiday itself is pagan. You cannot, you say, but Romans says that we can celebrate any holiday as unto the Lord. I understand, but the problem is that you can't celebrate death as unto the Lord. Because the Lord is opposite of death. You cannot celebrate darkness as unto the Lord, because the Lord is opposite than darkness. You cannot celebrate fearing something else as unto the Lord, when the Lord tells us the only thing to fear is God. We cannot celebrate the occult and celebrate the Lord. So as Bible-believing Christians, this is not something that we should participate in. Now, I'm glad you're here on October 31st to fellowship with God's people. And by the way, let me just say this. Go to 1 Corinthians 10. But people will often attack. As Christians, we just like to fight about anything, you know? And sometimes people will attack churches and say, you shouldn't even have a harvest party on Halloween night. Because it's just making, you know, Christian, it's like a Christian Halloween. Well, wait a minute. Remember where we started? A man can celebrate any day he wants. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another man esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Amen. You shouldn't be having a harvest party. But we're not celebrating death here. Amen. We're not celebrating darkness. Amen. We're not celebrating fear. We're not celebrating the occult. And by the way, the Bible says that you should put off the old man and you should put off the new man. It says you should put off the old man, and it says you should be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and then you should put off the new man. You know, the Bible teaches this concept that you should remove and replace. Amen. You should remove the bad, but then don't just remove the bad. Look, don't bring your kids to a church like this and say, we're going to take everything away from you, and you're not ever going to have fun any ever again because we're going to serve the Lord. Well, you know what? The Bible says, hey, yes, we must remove some of the bad, but we should replace it with good. Amen. And fellowshipping with God's people tonight, it's a good thing. Nothing wrong with it. In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with it. And the same argument as to why we celebrate Christmas can be applied to this. By the way, you're celebrating the harvest, and that has its origins in paganism. Look, in the Old Testament, they had feasts of the harvest. So don't tell me, you know, be this ultra-spiritual, you know, we should celebrate anything. We should just go to home on October 31st, turn all the lights off, get everyone in bed, and just ignore the doorbell. We shouldn't celebrate Halloween because it celebrates things other than God. Right. Amen. But there's nothing wrong with God's people getting together and saying, you know what, we're going to take this day and celebrate some things and do some things and fellowship and have a good time and remove and renew and replace. Amen. But Halloween, because people say, well, what if I just go? What if I go and I don't celebrate darkness? You know, I'll have a flashlight with me. And I don't celebrate death. I don't celebrate fear. I don't celebrate the occult. We don't celebrate anything worldly. We're going to put on, we're going to go out and make sure we find a costume that is honoring to the Lord. You're going to dress up like the Apostle Paul? You know? I remember one time my wife and I were in this church and they would do these things where they had people thought it was okay to celebrate, put on costumes for Halloween order, and they're like, but nothing ungodly. And one guy showed up in an egg. This is this giant egg. There's nothing ungodly about this egg, you know. And if you say, you know, I'm going to dress up like an egg, my whole family's going to be just, we're going to be 12 eggs, a carn of eggs on Halloween. And we're going to go out there, but we're just going to, you know, not celebrate those things. Is that okay? Well, here's what the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 19. What say I then? That the idol is anything? Or that which is offered in sacrifices to the idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. Right. Look, whether the Gentiles out there, the unbelievers out there, understand it or not, they're worshiping the devil. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partaker of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. You say, I'm going to go out there, I'm not going to celebrate those bad things. Yeah, but you are fellowshipping with the devil. Amen. You say, well, what should I do? You should come to church, celebrate with God's people.
Amen.
Fellowship with God's people. Fellowship in the light. Have a good, clean time. You know that you don't have to get drunk to have a good time?
Right.
You know you have to do drugs to have a good time?
Right.
You know you don't have to go into dark places and ruin your life and ruin your testimony to have a good time?
Right. Yeah.
It's a sad thing when you have to get drunk, when your life is so miserable, you have to go, you know, get under an influence of something else in order to have a good time. You might be surprised you begin to walk in the Spirit and spend time with God's people. That you can fellowship in the light. Have fellowship with God's people, with God Himself. So Halloween, it's not like Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving and birthdays. Not because of its origins, but because the modern celebration itself, right now, today, is pagan. And I believe that we as Christians, and I think the Bible is clear, should not celebrate Halloween. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have this time. Thank you for these dear people that would come out to church on a night like this. Lord, I do realize that there are unsaved people out there, and they don't know any better. They're just doing whatever they're doing. But help us as Christians to understand why we do what we do, why we believe what we believe. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to have answers to these questions. In the matchless name of Christ, we pray. Amen.